Interest in Bletchley has just gone up and up and up. Our visitor numbers are now three times what they were 4 years ago. And I think we hardly go a month without something major in one of the newspapers or the TV programmes. I think we get more publicity probably than all of the national museums in London put together. And I think it just shows how the story of Bletchley Park and the importance that it contributed to World War II, and just how important it really was. It's always a pleasure to welcome a veteran. We, in fact, have a Veterans Weekend every year. And although the numbers tend to diminish, the enthusiasm is always there. It's a great pleasure to welcome, I think, one of the best known of the codebreakers from World War II, who's going to talk to us about his new book. Can I introduce Lord Asa Briggs?
Thank you, Simon. This is a very, very special occasion because, on the whole, I never thought I would ever be talking about a book of mine about Bletchley, inside Bletchley Park. It is thrilling, I think is the right word, to feel that this book is coming out in the park itself. I owe an immense debt to my publishers. They've been wonderful. David Lilienthal has produced the book in record time, and it looks nice, I think. And at every stage, he has been just as enthusiastic about the book being written as I was. It's not been an easy book to write. I think that's the first thing I should say. Bletchley was, for many, many years until the 1970s, a place of secrets. And it was impossible to say very much about anything that one had been doing here. I felt very reluctant even to reveal secrets after Winterbottom had written his book about the war, where, of course, he didn't know very much about Enigma or anything, and he wasn't allowed to say as much as he knew. The person from whom I really learnt a lot was R.V. Jones, who was scientific advisor to one of the scientific advisors to the government, and I could talk to him about Bletchley long before I could talk to anybody else about it. And I could also talk to J.C. Masterman, who was provost of my own college in Worcester. And he didn't know quite as much about it as I did at the time, but at least he knew more than anybody else that I had ever met. When I got married in 1955, I didn't dare to tell anything to my wife about what I'd done at Bletchley. Occasionally people would come up to me in the street in London and say, it's nice to see you back from Hut 6 again. And Susan would say to me, what in the world was Hut 6? I could tell her that I'd been at Bletchley, but I couldn't tell you anything about what happened in Hut 6. In fact, it's most interesting that during the war, I couldn't tell my mother and father anything about what I had been doing in Bletchley. They did know that I was at Bletchley. They could send letters to me at Bletchley. And they were very sensible and wise parents, and they never pressed me to find out more. And this is one of the most extraordinary things about the war. It wasn't the Official Secrets Act that made me keep secrets. It was a feeling that these secrets had to be kept if we were going to win the war. And the Germans knew so little about Bletchley Park. And even now they've written nothing particularly.